Yo, we toasting to true fucking homeboys. We in this together, y'all. It's all about us, man.
That's it, 25th, baby. 25th
hustler.
That's it. Ride or die, baby.
Believe it. We bleed true.
My fault. Let's do this shit, man.
So, new Eminem, military mind. 300 niggas on the same grind. We wonder we was all born blind. Blow the horn, how the fuck you gon' shine? Middle of the battlefield, wartime. Jewish nigga flouts in the Holocaust. Give a fuck a fade off when it's behind. It's that type of thinking that got this ship sinking. While we smoking and drinking, they got us lined up for extinction. The best, they put us the rest. Either got us locked up the rest. Either rocking a dress or so fucked up, I guess. But so hard for freedom financially. Don't spend 90% of what you make annually. Leave a legacy for your family. For your grandchildren's children, children, children's children, children. Yeah.
So, what up? Today is Saturday, April the 11th, you know what I'm saying, 2020. I'm on my way to work, man, in the middle of a pandemic, you know what I mean? It could be an epidemic for certain groups of people, but the goal today is basically to get out here, because I'm already out here. Like I said, I'm on my way to work, so I'm out here in the streets every day. So the goal for the day is basically to get out here, since I'm already out here, and just like, man, get some feedback from the people, you know what I mean, of how they feel during this, they call it a pandemic for some, epidemic for others, keep it 100, crazy situation we in, you know what I'm saying, try to be safe, but for the people that's out there, you know what I'm saying, we about to find out what's really good. I don't even know, man. I'll hit y'all back when I hit the streets. So how you feel about working in this bullshit every day, having to be out here?
I think it's horrible. I don't think we should have to work in this. And I think, you know, me as being a CCA, I think I should get more than 4 hours of pay. I'm putting my family and myself at risk with this. It's not fair. And we should get more money and a raise for this.
So B, what's up? How you feel having to be out here every day during this coronavirus?
If I gotta be out here every day with dealing with this, I need some hazard pay, like a bunch.
And we basically deal with the public every day, like
every day. So it's easy for any of us to catch it, you know, without people don't know we're getting symptoms until after like 10, 12, 14 days. So we over here spreading us to each other, so yeah, we need hazard pay.
That's what's up.
The first question?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
basically, how you feel about being out here, having to deal with these motherfuckers every day?
Man, it's retarded.
Don't tell them where you work at, though. Don't tell them where you work at.
Oh, okay, dude, it's starting now?
Yeah, it's growing.
Oh, it's retarded. Like, all this shit retarded. Even all this shit is retarded. Whatever.
We gotta. I mean, I'm just saying. I was just asking how you felt, like really.
Like I really feel like I don't. Bro. I don't want to be here. I don't feel as though even if they give me that extra money, it ain't worth it to die for this stupid ass shit. Point blank. Period. For real, I don't feel like doing this shit.
Can't trust the hospitals now, so. It's
no,
like,
and I don't even. If I do get sick, I don't even want to go up there because I think everybody got the corona.
Can't go. Cause you know what they're doing. All right, that's a. How you feel about having to work out here every day dealing with this shit, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with these customers. Don't tell them where you work at, but just how the fuck you feel about it.
My anxiety is at an all-time high. My face done broke out. I'm tired. I'm irritated. But at the same time, I have a family to provide for, so I won't stop. But if it get too bad, I will take my 80 hours and leave. Toward a point where, like, if somebody was to get infected in our station, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm taking my 80 hours and I'm leaving. Because there's no point. Like, at the end of the day, I don't want to infect my household. And
not
I got
only
two
that,
that I'm worried
not
about.
Only that, my point is, you don't want to end up in these motherfuckers' hospital right now.
No.
You going
no.
to that motherfucker with a scratch. They talking about, you got
coronavirus. You got coronavirus.
You know
no, don't do me like that. That's
Yep, that's what's up. So I'm going to be out today on the streets just asking the customers the same fucking questions. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, I'm going to put this motherfucker out probably later on tonight or tomorrow. What up, what up, what it do? TFH, 25th Hustlers Podcast, man. I met this one real quick, y'all. This coronavirus shit, bro. Stay at home. Stay the fuck at home right now, man. They got these ordinances all over the country. They about to start enforcing them, and you already know who's going to be the number one target. You feel me? It is what it is, man. We got to take this shit serious, bro. Black people, stay the fuck out the way, man. You can't be going to their parks after hours. You know what I'm saying? They got a curfew, man. You know what I'm saying? So they got it in place. They just haven't been enforcing it. So just be on the lookout. Next couple weeks, they're going to be enforcing it. And we're going to be the targets, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this little something real quick. I just heard on the news.
Well, another warning from Columbus Police tonight, stay home. This after officers broke up two parties of more than 30 people each in South Columbus. The first on the 1200 block of Oakwood Avenue, where officers responded to a call of a large fight around midnight. Now, police shut down that party, but not long after, a second party was shut down at 510 Jackson Street. Police say both were Airbnb rentals. Several stolen guns were also recovered, and one man is facing charges of carrying a concealed weapon.
Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't playing. You know, we posting a lot of soft fun and games. You know what I'm saying? People will be posting the videos. They out wilding and F the police and all that. But, like I said, this ain't the time to play them type of games, because you get locked up for violating one of these ordinances or, you know what I'm saying, one of these state of emergency laws that they got out right now, man. You know, you may not get a bail, so shit ain't even worth it, bro. Speaking of on prisons, man, you know what I'm saying, they talking about the virus is running rampant through the prisons right now. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely don't want to end up in jail without a bail. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean, stay the fuck up out their jail cells, man. For real, stay the fuck out the streets, man. This thing is serious, man. Seen another report on CNN, man. They said one of the largest pork facilities in the United States is shutting down. So you got to think, man, if that shit is starting to shut down the food supply, think of Walmart warehouse, or, you know what I'm saying, some of these Sam's Club warehouses, and these warehouses start shutting down, man. It's a fucking wrap, bro. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to look at this thing. It's bigger than just whatever they telling us on TV, for real. So they're not keeping it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? What else I was going to say something about? Can't even remember, man. Just right now, stay the fuck home. Stay the fuck off the streets. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. I'm going to keep dropping these things once a day, man. Holla. So, what up? Today is Saturday, April the 11th, you know what I'm saying, 2020. I'm on my way to work, man, in the middle of a pandemic, you know what I mean? It could be an epidemic for certain groups of people, but the goal today is basically to get out here. Because I'm already out here, like I said, I'm on my way to work, so I'm out here in the streets every day. So the goal for the day is basically to get out here, since I'm already out here, and just, like, man, get some feedback from the people, you know what I mean, of how they feel during this, they call it a pandemic for some, epidemic for others. Keep it 100. Crazy situation we in, but you know what I'm saying? Try to be safe, but for the people that's out there, you know what I'm saying, we about to find out what's really good. I don't even know, man. I'll hit y'all back when I hit the streets. So how you feel about working in this bullshit every day, having to be out here?
I think it's horrible. I don't think we should have to work in this. And I think, you know, me as being a CCA, I think I should get more than 4 hours of pay. I'm putting my family and myself at risk with this. It's not fair. And we should get more money and a raise for this.
So, B, what's up? How you feel having to be out here every day during this coronavirus?
If I got to be out here every day with dealing with this, I need some hazard pay. Like, a bunch.
And we basically deal with the public every day. Like,
every day. So, it's easy for any of us to catch it, you know, without people don't know we're getting symptoms until after, like, 10, 12, 14 days, so we over here spreading us to each other, so yeah, we need hazard pay.
That's what's up.
The first question?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
how basically, how you feel about being out here, having to deal with these motherfuckers every day?
Man, it's retarded.
Don't tell them where you work at, though. Don't tell them where you work at.
Oh, okay,
you
know, dude, it's starting now?
Yeah, yeah, it's growing.
Oh, it's retarded. Like, all this shit retarded. Even all the shit is retarded. Whatever.
We gotta. I mean, I'm just saying. I was just asking how you felt, like really.
I don't want to be here. I don't feel as though even if they give me that extra money, it ain't worth it to die for this stupid ass shit. Point blank, period. For real, I don't feel like doing this shit.
Can't trust the hospitals now, so it's
no.
Like,
and I don't even. If I do get sick, I don't even want to go up there because I think everybody got the corona.
Can't go. Cause you know what they're doing. All right, that's a. How you feel having to work out here? Every day dealing with this shit, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with these customers. Don't tell them where you work at, but just how the fuck you feel about it.
My anxiety is at an all-time high. My face done broke out. I'm tired. I'm irritated. But at the same time, I have a family to provide for, so I won't stop. But if it get too bad, I will take my 80 hours and leave. Toward a point where, like, if somebody was to get infected in our station, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm taking my 80 hours and I'm leaving. Because there's no point. Like, at the end of the day, I don't want to infect my household. And I got two that I'm worried about.
Not only that, my point is, you don't want to end up in these motherfuckers' hospital right now.
No.
You going to that motherfucker with a scratch. They talking about you got corona.
You got the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me like that. That's, I think that's like what brings me anxiety. There's no fear. There's no fear.
Yep, that's what's up. That's what I'm gonna be out today in the streets, just asking the customers the same fucking questions. So you know what I'm saying? Like fucking, I'm gonna put this motherfucker up probably later on tonight or tomorrow. What up? What up? What it do? TFH 25th Hustlers Podcast, man. I'll make this one real quick, y'all. This coronavirus shit, bro. Stay at home. Stay the fuck at home right now, man. They got these ordinances all over the country. They about to start enforcing them, and you already know who's going to be the number one target. You feel me? It is what it is, man. We got to take this shit serious, bro. Black people, stay the fuck out the way, man. You can't be going to their parks after hours. You know what I'm saying? They got a curfew, man. You know what I'm saying? So they got it in place. They just haven't been enforcing it. So just be on the lookout. Next couple weeks they're gonna be enforcing it and we're gonna be the targets, man. I'm gonna let y'all hear this little something real quick. I just heard on the news.
Well, another warning from Columbus police tonight: stay home. This after officers broke up two parties of more than 30 people each in South Columbus. The first on the 1200 block of Oakwood Avenue, where officers responded to a call of a large fight around midnight. Now police shut down that party, but not long after, a second party was shut down at 510 Jackson Street. Police say both were Airbnb rentals. Several stolen guns were also recovered, and one man is facing charges of carrying a concealed weapon.
Yeah, man.
Story tonight, so, you know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't playing. You know, we posting a lot. It's all fun and games. You know what I'm saying? People will be posting the videos. They out wilding and F the police and all that, but like I said, this ain't the time to play them type of games, because you get locked up for violating one of these ordinances or, you know what I'm saying, one of these state of emergency laws that they got out right now, man. You know, you may not get a bail. So shit ain't even worth it, bro. Speaking of on prisons, man, you know what I'm saying, they talking about the virus is running rampant through the prisons right now. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely don't want to end up in jail without a bail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? stay the fuck up out their jail cells, man. For real, stay the fuck out the streets, man. This thing is serious, man. Seen another report on CNN, man. They said one of the largest pork facilities in the United States is shutting down. So you got to think, man, if that shit is starting to shut down the food supply, think of Walmart warehouse, or, you know what I'm saying, some of these Sam's Club warehouses, and these warehouses start shutting down, man. It's a fucking wrap, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to look at this thing. It's bigger than just whatever they telling us on TV, for real. So they're not keeping it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? What else I was going to say something about? Can't even remember, man. Just right now, stay the fuck home. Stay the fuck off the streets. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. I'm going to keep dropping these things once a day, man. Holla.
But Pope Sweet Jesus is taking half. You work for me now, Holla.
Sure.
Let me taste the goods. Put it on me. Greasy.
Greasy.
We back in business.
I want to be a hoe. How do I apply?